Oh, this is the best time of year. We're at Tio Gordo's Casino this morning. Family night is tonight. Boat night is tomorrow. We are right in the heart of summertime. People come from all over to Port Huron this week, even all the way from Marysville. The mayor of Marysville himself, Dan Damon, is here. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything down in Marysville?
Everything is just great. I had to bring up the weather from Marysville for the weekend
that.
For you guys.
We so, certainly need
yeah,
it
never rains in Marysville.
No,
we have
no.
something important going on, and I had talked to Mayor Rep and James Freed. They said, "Can we borrow your weather?" And I said,
Wonderful.
"Absolutely, I'd be happy to help out. Anything I can
of
do."
You. We appreciate that very much. You're having a good summer down there.
We're having a great summer, Paul. It's just been, with the weather it being, really hot for a couple of days. I think some people were maybe inside in the air conditioning on lockdown. But after that, we have seen a lot of people out at our beach, tons of people out at our park, enjoying the waterfront, bike riding. My wife and I actually went for a bike ride the other day. It's my yearly
bike ride.
Yeah.
Okay,
so that was
good.
Fun. I got that. I can check that off this year. But, people are using Marysville recreationally exactly how we had hoped they would. In fact, I can say that we just hosted a baseball tournament on our new fields, our newly renovated fields, that we're very, very proud of. And Councilmember Greg Badley, said that he is just taking compliment after compliment after compliment. And we're talking about teams coming in from all over.
That's
right?
Great.
And so what we want to do is we want to be able to showcase what the city of Marysville has to offer. And I think that we're doing that. The baseball fields, the renovation of the park, the renovation of the recreation hall in the park for Stephanie DeNarden and her recreation staff. These are all things that we believe not only serve our residents, but also serve as economic drivers. We think that people can come in, appreciate what we have, and then, if they're looking for a house, we've got a great school district, our town is incredibly safe. These are all things that I think go into the equation of where do I want to live, where do I want to run a business.
And speaking of business, a lot of your empty storefronts are getting filled up, aren't they?
So we just approved. Let's put it this way. We signed a resolution or approved a resolution on Monday night's council meeting for a new sports bar to go in Alex Miller's complex, which is Market Square, and that's where Alexander's is, of course. Neil and Debbie Picklehop had approached Alex and wanted to put in a restaurant, wanted to put in a sports bar. They kind of just got out of the restaurant business, so to speak. They were headed for retirement, went on a vacation, realized maybe retirement isn't quite for them just yet, and said, we want to do something else. And they specifically chose the city of Marysville, and we're very thankful for that. So that process is in the works. We signed a resolution that we supported the state giving them their liquor license. We have no doubt that that will happen. Neil and Debbie Picklehop, they have a, impeccable track record. So we're looking forward to that, too. And, that Market Square, when, 5 years ago, when there was the prior administration, prior council, prior owner, we kind of helped foster Alex Miller buying that complex. And then he has just run rampant with it, trying to fill it up. I think he's over 60% right now occupancy as compared to about 0% 5 years ago. So you're starting to see things come in. And we've got the Pizza Hut, where the Pizza Hut used to be. We've got a brand new restaurant slated for that. That'll be coming in not too long of a time here. And so we're excited about that, too. So things are, Marysville is open for business. Randy Fernandez is, of course, hustling every single day trying to secure business interests. So it's happening.
Good. Got to ask you because it always comes up, but the DTE property, how's that moving along?
Yeah, kind of. Well, if I say the status quo, it doesn't make me happy, but not much has changed, That having been said, Paul, I will tell you I have every confidence that that will break very shortly. And I know that sounds cliche, and I know you've been hearing me say that for a while, but I do. I don't say that tongue-in-cheek, and I don't say it as just a way of kind of, killing some airtime. I truly believe that this year that something will happen on that property. I know that there are a lot of forces that are pushing that project forward, and this will be the year that it happens.
Oh, we sure hope so. You had a big night last night, candidates forum for the 81st State House seat, right?
Yeah, I'm no Paul Miller, I can tell you that, but I did moderate the forum last night, and, you know, we had, so we had all nine 81st District House seat candidates there, eight Republicans, one Democrat. Our city hall chambers were full, and it was standing room only. There were people in the hallway, so our turnout was excellent. The media was there to cover it. It was broadcast on Facebook Live, and I understand that that's been getting a lot of replay. You know, but we came up with six questions that really we believe the candidates will be facing. If you know, whatever candidate is selected, these are the problems they're going to be facing this this next legislature. And I think that every one of them answered it to the best of their ability. I think they answered them honestly. And I think that the people that were there, they really got an introduction into who these candidates are, right? And so they might narrow the field now to maybe two or three, and now maybe go out and do their own research instead of having to research all nine. And to get them all in the same room at the same time for about 2 hours, it was a very good event. And you know, it's one of those rare situations where something turns out way better than you even expected. And yeah, I'd like to thank Randy Fernandez and his staff. You know, I had the idea of it after a city council meeting. My city council, they were very supportive of the idea, and you know, Randy put the whole thing together with his staff. So they did an incredible job.
Fantastic. Well, summer's far from over, even though Boat Week is here. We always think of this as being sort of the pinnacle of summertime, but you've got a lot of things ahead in Marysville, as you mentioned, the golf course and the ball fields and the beach and the park and everything else, and the Hot Wheels weekend coming up in August.
That's right, yeah. You know, that's something that has really gotten some legs. That was kind of the brainchild of a couple of members of our business council. And, you know, Troy and Mike Diesing, and they put that idea together. The first year that we had that, it was better than they had expected. And then each and every year thereafter, it's just increased. I think this year, and I could be wrong on this, but this year I think Daisy Duke is going to be there.
That's what are you hearing?
Okay.
What are you hearing?
So, you know, and so you're getting some, you know, bigger names. Yep. But just the turnout, you know. I'm not into class. I mean, I like looking at classic cars. I don't own a classic car. I'm a car guy. I love cars, but I don't own a classic car. So I don't go around to all the different shows. But my understanding is that, you know, it's kind of a tight-knit community, and you get people to your shows by going to other shows and handing out literature. And, you know, from what I've heard, when our representatives from the Hot Wheels weekend are going out trying to pass out these literature at all these other shows, all these people already know about it, and they plan on coming. They plan on being there. They've heard great things. They love the bands. They love, you know, they love the environment. And that's what we want to hear. So it has really taken off. And, you know, the first year there was more than we expected. And then the second year there was way more than the first year. So it is. You know what? It's just fun. It's fun to walk around. The park has. You know, it's got a lot of shade, so you're not out there, you know, in an asphalt parking lot with the sun beating down on you all day long. The live music, you're right near the water. If you want to go grab a sandwich and a drink at the Junction Buoy, you can always do that, you know. So there's a lot of entertainment value in that Hot Wheels weekend.
Sure. Yeah, it'll come up later on in August. Mayor Damon, we appreciate you coming up to Port Huron this morning and bringing this nice weather with you.
It was my pleasure, Paul. Thank you very much.